If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time for cheers and jeers with our friend Rochelle Olson from the Star Tribune. Rochelle, like all of our guests on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, does the name Jason Derusha, does that ring a bell?
For me?
Yeah.
I am familiar with him, yes.
Mm-hmm. The TV caster in him is still strong, as Dave and I were commenting. I was just needling him about it. He's going to do his show from Target Field. We've got a big BAFO matchup. Joe Ryan with Pablo out, the Twins' best pitcher, All-Stars, going against Paul Skeens, who Ooh. Is a remarkable. Probably right now, Dave Harrigan is Paul Skeens better at what he does than anybody in baseball.
Shohei might argue, but yeah. He's but like, right up there.
When Shohei dynamite. Starts pitching more, then you can say just the dual thing. But to me, it's right now either Judge as a hitter or Skeens as a starter. So they're going to do the broadcast there. We're the home of the Twins. Makes sense. Beautiful day. And Jason is wearing his Twins WCCO radio jersey.
So Derusha on the back.
Derusha on the back, 830. Give me the scenario where Rochelle Olson goes to a sporting event with Olson on the back and you're wearing a team jersey. Give me snarky, sarcastic, but also empathetic and talented Rochelle Olson at a sporting event wearing a team jersey.
I would be, first of all, I would be in another state. I would never do that in Minnesota because I've spent too much time covering the stadium debate.
Yeah,
so
yes,
I feel
right.
like it would be inappropriate. But should I find myself at Allen Fieldhouse in Lawrence, Kansas, I would definitely wear some sort of Jayhawk gear. It would not be a personalized shirt. But I thought you were taking this in a different direction.
Oh, which direction did you think?
Paul Skeens. Mm-hmm. That's his name, right?
Right. Livy Dunn?
I was going to say, I know him more as the boyfriend of Olivia Dunn, who is also pals with our own hometown gold medalist, Suni Lee.
Dave, go to Dave, can you get on Instagram? Dave's on Instagram, but he forgot his password.
You always think that. I have my password. I know how to get on Instagram very easily.
See how many let's guess how many followers Livy Dunn, the now retired gymnast from LSU, primetime influencer. I just invented the game, so I'll go first. I'm going to go 11.4 million. 11.4 million. I'm completely guessing. Rochelle, how many followers for Livy Dunn on the Insta?
Well, it's hard not to cheat, but I'm going to go with 5.5 million.
Mm. Dave, you cannot go because you're looking it up. How many followers for Livy? This is just Insta. This doesn't count all the other things. What do we got?
5.4 million.
What?
Come on. Rochelle just nailed
it. That's incredible.
I didn't even cheat.
Oh, my gosh. New game at the State Fair. Somebody comes up to us. Rochelle's with us. Let me tell you about your life. Let me tell you about your life.
I think a California psychics might need to call.
Exactly. You, Dave, you need to find out what your wife's doing right now. You know, I mean, just, you'll just tell the truth. That was impressive. Yes. I don't, maybe, Liv, maybe, like, if your former colleague, CJ, was still working, she'd let us know if Livy was in town.
Oh, yeah, she probably would.
She would. Okay, then also, along with needling Jason about the jersey we were talking about, so not only get the matchup, but you get Nelly after the game, right? So Nelly's been set up. So are we getting, it's hot in here. He's probably doing max, what do we think, Dave, 5 songs?
Maybe you go 6 or 7, but it can't be very long.
Okay, let's go 6. Let's compromise here. If Nelly's going with 6 songs, is he coming out hot with It's Hot in Here, or is he saving It's Hot in Here for the finale? He's not going to have an encore with 6 songs, is he? Are you with me, Rochelle? Encores are ridiculous.
Well, they are, but I wouldn't be surprised if he does it as an encore. I think it possibly an encore.
I mean, what's the limit on an encore? Can you do 1 song? Say, thank you, thank you. And then we clap and you come back for the second song.
Can you make the encore longer than the set?
Yeah.
It should be something, an encore should be something you don't see coming, too. It's always, because of the internet and everything, you always know. And then they're going to do X, Y, Z is the encore.
I know. Well, I'm
come
just,
on, surprise us, man.
See, I'm guilty too, because if it's somebody and I can look up the set list, I look at the set list and I should.
Of course, of course.
I should. Okay, then this is for the three of us and also the audience. There was a story a couple weeks ago where it listed like Sinatra's rider somewhere in Vegas, like 40 years ago. So if all of us could have a rider. Okay. So we've got some hoity-toity. No, that's right. No, the hoity-toity. It was the hoi polloi. That's right. The hoi polloi is not really the hoi polloi, Rochelle. It's the rabble. It seems like it should be the top. It's not. It's the elite locker room. Okay. What do we want in our rider? What's the quirky, odd thing that you want?
Does it have to be edible, or can it be something like I can bring Duke with me or my dog, you know?
Hold on a second.
Does it have to be edible?
Okay. Also, Dave apparently doesn't know how Instagram works, because now Jason has sent me Olivia Dunn Instagram. She has 8 million followers. Where did you come
does
up
with? Does she have double profiles? Because the one I clicked on certainly was her, and it's at 5.4 million.
Hmm. My bad. This is on the TikTok.
Okay, so you don't know how texts work. You don't know how to read?
Yeah, that's it. Apparently reading is not my... I'm more Portuguese.
I wonder how she gets all those followers.
Yeah.
Mine says 5.4 here.
Yeah, I know. Jason sent it to me, and my zest for Dave to be wrong took me away from actually this really weird concept called reading, which I should...
You're wasting my time here. This is valuable Rochelle time. Once a week.
Yeah, no. We're gonna get to some cheers and jeers. This is good stuff. Public, if you could have a rider in your locker room. So this is something quirky that you're going to get in your locker room, in your suite when you're about to perform. What is it? 651 461-9226. The cranky and informative Rochelle Olson is next with cheers and jeers. And what do you want in your rider? Let's go. What is the requirement? I'll tell you what I want. I want to continue to have American Family and Amber Scholl and her entire team in my life for car and home insurance. Number one, I've been with this office for 35 years. My father was with this office with a variety of different things for, I don't know, 50 years. It was absurd. Rochelle is going to rejoin us a little bit. I don't know. Maybe Rochelle could call teamscholl.com, reach out on the web. American Families, rock solid, reliable. Amber, with this office for 15 years, she's been running it the last year. It's great. Do you really know everything that you think you know about your car insurance? Are there ways where you can save even more money? Do you have a second car? Do you have a kid? Are you helping out somebody else? Is there a ticket that is still causing issues with one insurance company, but it wouldn't with Team Scholl? How about your home? Do you know all the ways that you can bring those home costs down? Do you have a kid on your policy with a home insurance situation where it's also very expensive? Team Scholl, it's not just Amber. She's got a number of very bright, specialized folks. And when you reach out to them at Team Scholl, S-C-H-O-L-L.com, they'll get back to you right away. I believe in them. It's not always the ideal time when I call Amber. Sometimes it's trouble, but you want to have somebody you believe in. TeamScholl.com.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Elton, he was a part of Live Aid, again, Wembley Stadium and also JFK Stadium, then in Philly. Rochelle, do you remember watching Live Aid? It was 40 years ago Sunday.
Oh, wow. No, I don't remember watching it, but I remember it, of course.
For sure. All right, let's jump into cheers and jeers. John Hoffman, once the photo was on Twitter, I think all of us were heartened that he had moved from intensive care, still facing significant challenges with rehabilitation. But you think about what he, his wife Yvette, and their daughter faced, and what the collective state has faced, the cold-blooded murder of the Hortmans, to see progress from John Hoffman, I think, brought a smile and everybody feeling better. Just your heart felt better just seeing John that way.
Yeah, that was great. And that picture of him with Biden from the day of the funeral as well, or the day before. Yeah, that was, it was good to see him smiling and up and moving. Yeah, it's great.
Jeers is the sadness of the recent death of the Minnesota State Trooper, Molly McClure. And it was swimming. And your reminder is the number of drownings we still have in our state, in our city, all across the country. Now, there are times when it is unforeseen, right? I mean, I'm not even talking about the unforeseen of Texas. But the number of people, right, the number of people who I don't think believe they need to learn how to swim and then put themselves in peril, it's just sad to see these stories, you know?
I think some of them, it's hard to know what exactly happened, and we may never know, right? I don't know if somebody gets in and has a medical emergency, but I assume if somebody's jumping into a lake off a boat, they know how to swim. But I think the issue is when you're in unfamiliar water, you don't know the temperature, you don't know the... Just be careful. You don't know the temperature, you don't know the depth, you don't know the currents.
Mm-hmm.
Just be extra careful. It's just so sad. We've had... It seems like we've had a lot of drownings this summer. Or go someplace with guards, lifeguards.
Yep.
The beach, the pool. Just be careful. It's...
Or even if you're 42, 62, or 22, if you don't know how to swim, go get lessons, right? And again, some unforeseen circumstances can happen. But if you're going to be around water, in water, give yourself the best chance. And you're right. It would just be so much kinder. And it's just the cruelty of people losing their lives way, way too soon with swimming and drowning incidents.
And I have to say, you can't, St. Paul, I know, does free lessons.
Yeah.
Free learn to swim lessons. There are places
that's
you
great.
Can get these for free. So check that out if you don't. I mean, but of course, accidents happen. So just be super careful.
All right. You're going after Fleck and the money. And I'm never, ever, ever going to deny the extraordinary amount of money involved in sports, whether it's coaches, whether it's athletes, whatever it might be. The U of M, the money that Fleck is getting paid, though, is much more out of the money the athletic department is bringing in compared to all the nonsense with tuition increases and the extraordinary amount of administrative agents they still have and consultants, the money they're paying Myron Franz. So I get it. Like, if you look at it and you say, who's having a greater impact on society and the betterment of the state? Sure. But athletic departments, even with the U of M and the $8 million that they announced that they're in debt, right, that money is still sports, much more sports-driven than it is one fund. So the kid who's going to Lakeville isn't going to have to pay more money for, you know, the liberal arts college because PJ just got an extension.
No, I understand that, but I mean, it's not like there's only so much money. It's like the whole you squeeze a balloon thing. I mean, I understand that, but it's also like people only have so much money to give. So are you going to give to athletics? Are you going to give to scholarships? I mean, you got to make a choice.
But some just are only going to give to one and only going to give the other. And like this recent ruling from the Supreme Court on money to athletes, that only could go to the athletes. When the Big Ten Network is paying to televise, you know, football and basketball and volleyball and both hockey, they're not paying that because of the great medical school or the great law school, which is all true. They're paying that on the athletic side. So I'm not going to defend the gargantuan salaries involved, but a lot of this money is divided.
I understand that, but it's still, I'm calling attention to it, Chad. You don't have to agree with it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
It's just really frustrating that you've got kids who are trying to go to college and working how many jobs and are still going to come out with tens of thousands of dollars in
Correct.
Debt. I did.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess I kind of have a spot for that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Our own personal experiences are an enormous part of it. I mean, the amount of administrative costs at U of M now, the amount of consultants and vice presidents, it's crazy how big the administration is at the U of M. And to me, there's no signs of it slowing down. Okay, the last one is one that I talked about at this time yesterday, and I want to talk about it for a while here. Tim Walz, $430,000 before his appearance in front of Congress. Again, like most appearances in front of Congress, it's a television show. It's a dog and pony show. It's a yelling situation. He's appearing on immigration. He's appearing for Republicans can yell at him. They can ask him questions outside of immigration. He's appearing so Democrats can defend immigration policies and push up against Trump. $430,000 for Tim Walz. Way too much, or it just comes with the territory? What do you want to say?
Well, I think it's almost $500,000. It's insane. I mean, he was actually, he was in our office yesterday as a periodically come in and talk to the editorial board, which I'm on, and asked him, this is one of the first questions, and his response was, well, this is the perjury situation. They're trying to get me to perjure myself. So he had to do that. He says he had to do that prep. Now, I don't know. We didn't get into what does that look like, but boy, that is a lot of money for by any law firm standard, right? But then he doesn't even get asked. Half the questions aren't even about immigration. It's about Pete Stauber yelling at him about his mm-hmm. wife's military service or something. The whole situation, it's a waste of all of our money. It's a waste of his time having to prep for it. That's a waste of money. And then he's got to fly out there. And then presumably all these Congress people are also prepping for it and their gotcha questions and their viral moments. The whole thing is just a colossal waste. Instead, we're not even having a discussion about mm-hmm. what we could be or should be doing about immigration. This is everybody just trying to get online cred or something here. It's just, I can't imagine $430,000 worth of prep for it, but
no, it's way too much money. There's no doubt about it. Let's add this too. I sometimes wonder how much prep a notable amount of members of Congress actually put in, because you nailed it. They're just looking for their viral moment. They're just looking for, I'm claiming my time. You're not answering my question. Just screaming and yelling. And these hearings should be providing us with a smart intellectual back and forth where it's not automatically, hey, I'm a Democrat, so yeah, team Democrat, or vice versa. We can actually learn some things. We can glean something more about immigration and where we can be better, as opposed to I now put fill in the blank. In this case, it was Tim Walz, it was Kathy Hochuli, it was J.B. Pritzker. I put them
Hochul. She's not Ed Hochuli.
I did. I went Ed Hochuli. You know what? It would have been better if it was Ed Hochuli signaling up there. Wouldn't it have been better? I know. I said that.
I think you've hit on something, Chad.
I don't think that's right, but I'm just going to try to get
roll with it.
I just was going to try to go with it. Maybe we, because Ed's retired. We still got his kid. His kid, pretty good pipes, too, mm-hmm. right? Maybe this is where Ed Hochuli should step in. Flag! Nancy Mace! Out of order! Whoever it might be.
Well, something's not working, yes, clearly.
Yeah, it's good. Big plans for the weekend?
Oh, always, tearing it up.
Tearing it up.
Like any 59-year-old does. It's going nuts.
Clubbing? A lot of clubbing this weekend?
clubbing, sure. Picking out my outfits as we speak, yeah. Getting my hair done, my nails, the whole thing.
Maybe with Ed Hochuli and his wife, Kathy.
And I will say, on the Walz, the other thing about that prep, I was just thinking, I mean, That was on the low end. I think like the Colorado governor had $1 million or something he did for one prep. I mean, this is standard. This is what they all do.
Boston mayor, $650.
Prepping for these appearances.
$650.
A terrible system.
Yeah. I think the lesson learned here is make sure you know the name of the New York governor. And then become a college football coach and also become a lawyer. Man.
Or a gymnast / influencer. Do you know how much money she makes?
Yeah.
Olivia Dunn? Oof.
Similar to Dave Harrigan right here at WCC Radio. Very similar. Thank you, Rochelle.
Thank you.
Rochelle Olson, outstanding as always. Am I Wrong? Next.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, committee member, what do you have, sir?
I hear that courage, inspired resolutions.
AI.
We're starting out with courage right now. USA Today this week wrote about a Reddit thread where folks were revealing their poor people habits, they called them.
Yes.
As a frugal cheapskate, you know this one.
Mm-hmm.
Get home.
Yeah, right.
Hit
there.
Me right here, right in the heart. Referring to one particular thing, however, as a poor people habit, that one really got me. This one kind of annoyed me, and that was specifically ordering only water to drink at a restaurant.
Yes, I saw this.
That being a poor person habit. Drinking water, we all know the health benefits.
Have I told you about Aquarius?
You talk about it every day, multiple times a day, in fact. It's cost-saving. It is, of course, healthy, and it's smart. Because you know what it does when you're eating food? It allows you to fully taste, fully experience, fully immerse yourself in the actual food that you are eating. No. The whole idea that you need a $12 glass of wine with your food is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous because, you know what, despite what the snobby
the right wine, oh, is it
the
good?
Snobby drinker Woo! Community, which you are a part of, with what they'll tell you, no drink actually makes any dish of food taste better. You know
that's
what it
ridiculous.
It takes you away
so wrong.
From the flavors of the food. It covers them up with that acidy wine. Blech.
Covers it up.
Pairing booze with food and convincing the eating and drinking public that there's any truth or science behind it. You know what it is? It's the biggest scam ever pulled by, you guessed it, Big Sommelier.
Am I wrong?
You should have played Rapid Fire Radio there because you had about 17 points during that. I thought it was just going to be fairly condescending to say, well, you must be poor if you're just going to have water.
Well, the whole thing was condescending. You know, turning yeah. off the lights mm-hmm. when you leave the room as a poor person. Apparently only poor people care about the environment and saving energy, I guess. Okay.
You know what I did when I left my house today? I turned up the air conditioning and I turned all the lights off. Who doesn't do that? I mean, if you have people there, I don't have anybody at the house right now.
You okay?
I'm broke, apparently. Yeah, okay. And there are times water is great for you. But there are other drinks that enhance the taste buds, open it up, and make it just even more delicious. Kind of like Crazy Eyes made delicious. Did you see that one?
Yes.
Delicious. You still get no points because you could have stayed in your lane, but you hopped over here to assault the drink community, and we don't welcome that.
Well, you know what? I'm not under the spell of Big Sommelier,
Pepsi,
like clearly you are.
Absolutely enhance, you know.
Oh, get out of here.
A nice cheeseburger.
All right. Well, I know you have to agree with this one. The new Superman movie out today. Big Superman movie. Yeah, you know what? That's funny. I won't be seeing it either. The reason. Let's get into the specific reason.
Is it woke?
No.
Okay.
Superman as a character himself.
Dull.
Boring.
He is. He's terrible.
DC Comics gave him all the powers. What? Power of flight, super strength. You can't hurt him with anything. He's got the X-ray vision. He's got great hair. Oh, but they, you know, they forgot to give him a personality. No personality. He's not brooding like Batman. He's not a rich, you know, playboy cool guy like Iron Man. He's not even an awkward teen like Spider-Man. No. Instead, he comes to Earth, falls in love with the first girl he meets, Lois Lane, even though she's too dim to figure out, oh, he's wearing glasses. He can't be Superman. See, he's got to be Clark
Kent. That's where I was going to go. No one can figure out just because he's wearing glasses. He looks identical. The other guys have masks on, or they're flying.
Oh, but you see, he parted his hair over here. It can't be Superman. No, an entire skyscraper of journalists at the Daily
that?
Planet.
Was that Mickey Mouse's rare cousin? Who was that you were?
Oh, no, this would be Mick.
Okay.
Oh, Mickey. Anyway, yes, that's all really I have to say. You kind of stole it there. Same guy, the reporter, they can't figure it out. Superman's boring, and the whole Superman genre, the whole Superman comic, it's just blah.
Am I wrong?
It's a rare one where you're correct, because he should be the epitome. He's the Man of Steel. Flies, handsome, dashing, can save us. And then you talk to him, you're like, God, I hope there's another tragedy somewhere else, because this conversation is dull as can be.
Well, the problem is, and aside with just the person, they gave him too much.
Too much.
Unless
like
you've got a pocket full of kryptonite, there's nothing you can do to him.
And to be honest, he overcomes the kryptonite every single time.
Well, he is Superman.
Maybe the kryptonite should change his personality. Maybe they have to modify, you know, the kryptonite. One time, can we have Superman who's kind of quick-witted and funny and interesting?
A little snappy little Superman.
Yeah, sarcastic Superman. Why not? Better than snooze-fest Superman.
Superman on an open mic night. He'd get booed off the stage in 30 seconds.
I don't think they have super characters and superheroes at open mic.
Why not? Why can't they have open night mic at, was it Metropolis? Is that where they live?
Funny Bone. The Funny Bone in Metropolis. That's where they, you know, they can have all of them stop by. All right, more of the committee in moments. What are you doing this weekend? I want you to get out there. I want you to exercise. I want you to enjoy yourself. Maybe podcast the show. Chad Hartman Show, that'd be great. But also, Get yourself a little better shape. Feel a little bit better about yourself. Where are you going to do that? You got a lot of options. I'm going to give you one that is going to emphasize stretching because not a single soul out there stretches enough. Nobody. Livy Dunn, we've talked about her, the former gymnast. Mm-hmm. She doesn't even stretch enough. If she's in town with her guy who's pitching tonight, Livy, before the game, you don't need to see him. First of all, Livy, you don't even see him pitch. Go online, stretchlab.com. I've been going since 2019. I bring my son with his physical challenges. When I go to Stretch Lab in the 11 locations in town, I see young middle school kids there. I see college athletes there. I see people in their 30s there. And I see people in their 80s there looking for different things. Some are super active physically and others just lay around on the couch. 25-minute sessions, 50-minute sessions. People have been trained for months. Feel better when you're playing golf, playing tennis, pickleball, running. Stretch Lab will get it done. Stretchlab.com. Jason joins the conversation. Jason and Dan at Target Field.
Yes. It's beautiful. A little humid. A little humid out here.
It is a little. It's a little sticky. It's been a sticky summer. We got the wildfire stuff going on a little bit. What's going on in the field right now? Paint a little picture. Go back to your days when you thought you were headed for a play-by-play career. Right. What do we have right now?
Well, we saw moments ago a very big boy, Paul Skeens, the pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates, out of the outfield. No sight of Livy Dunn.
No.
Just the only sight in my mind and on my For You page. That's where that is.
We'll save that. That was
fine.
I was uncomfortable briefly.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm a longtime gymnastics advocate. So
gymnastics advocate and friend of
stretching.
Friend of Hip Hop Nation.
That's what I am.
In that order.
Can't wait for Nelly. Mike, what I wanted to do, I forgot to ask Dan to take a look for this today, but how obnoxious do you think Minnesota's local news anchors were today? Kind of doing stories about Nelly being at Target Field?
Yes. Yeah. You would have fallen prey yourself.
It's getting hot in where? We'll tell you where Nelly will be in the Twin Cities tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's a lot of that.
That's the only Nelly song most people know, though. So
yeah, it's fair.
You know, if it's something that's more prolific, so to speak, then you're working a lot.
You don't go deep in the Nelly discography?
I don't personally. No, I don't have like.
Well, you're not a friend to the Hip Hop Nation like I am.
That's right. Okay, well, give me three quick Nelly songs and I'm seeing
Ride
you.
With Me? What about Ride With Me?
Okay, you're looking online right now. I can see
Grills.
You. Okay, I'm the only one who can see you right now. The audience can't. And I can see that you're looking either at your phone or your laptop. So
49 singles.
Yeah.
48 music videos. A lot of hits.
Yeah.
Shake Your Tail Feather. How about that?
I've heard of that
one. You know that one?
Yeah.
I've heard from Bad Boys 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was actually good with Bad Boys 1, by the way. I don't know if we.
You didn't need the sequel? I'm going with my kids to see Superman this weekend. I was sad to hear you guys ripping on it.
He's dull.
It's too woke for you guys? Is that the issue? Too
dull. Woke? He doesn't. You freshen it up, Superman. Come on.
Yeah.
Get an edge. Come on. Have a personality. All right. Am I wrong, committee? Go ahead.
You mentioned National French Fry Day is today earlier, and I told you there was a big debate within the committee last night.
Oh, heated. Was it getting hot in there?
The question was, does the standard French fry even make the Mount Rushmore of fried potatoes?
So four.
Yes.
You're not going too far here.
You get four.
Because a lot of people go to the Mount Rushmore, and there's like 74 choices.
You get four, you get only four. And I'll tell you, it was a very tight vote, 8-7. I actually had, as the chairman, had to cast the deciding
vote. How many
vote.
People? We have 15 people on this committee?
It varies how many show up to the weekly meetings, but we had a full house last night.
Yeah.
It's very, very prestigious. You should check it out sometime.
No.
If you're invited.
I'm fine.
The Mount Rushmore of fried potatoes is, in no particular order, the breakfast hash brown, the potato cake, tater tots, and the seasoned waffle fry. The standard French fry is off of the Mount Rushmore of fried potatoes.
Am I wrong?
The potato cake is on the Mount Rushmore?
Oh, yeah.
You've got to be kidding me.
Solidly.
That's ridiculous. The potato. Wait a second. Hash browns and the potato cake? Okay.
Well, they're a completely different item.
Who are
you? Pick a lane, committee.
You're trying too hard to be different, committee. Get out of here.
Well, you're insulting 15 people right now.
How about potato skins? Stupid. Wear a potato skin.
That would have been a better pick.
Than potato cake?
No.
Where are you on the shoestring potato? The shoestring fry.
Committee, where are you?
Is it a subset or is that?
I think it's probably a subset of the standard fry, and frankly, it's a weak version of the standard fry.
I'd rather have that than the potato cake.
Oh, you are kind
because
of a
it's
shoestring
not really
kind of guy.
It's not really. Thanks a lot.
Wow.
It's. Oh, thought that was funny, Dan. Oh, I can hear in the background.
Cackling. Oh,
I got Ed McMahon over on the side.
By the way, I'm with Harrigan on this one.
The
potato
how do you feel about
cake.
The
Thank
potato
you.
Cake.
The best decision
what?
Arby's ever made was bringing back the potato cake.
You are 100% right. What a smart man.
A man who's had three vegetables in 42 years of the planet is
what
not with you.
What were the other two?
Fried something, and you were tricked into both of them. Get out of here. That's terrible. You can't. That's like Livy falling off the balance beam. What do you have next?
A very quick one. We're almost out of time.
You're used to that.
This one's very easy. Men under 50, all men under 50 years old, knock it off with the mustaches. The time has come. Oh. It's done.
Am I wrong?
Wait a second. So once, like, Jason's okay now because Jason's up 50.
He could
have a mustache. But nobody under?
If you've been wearing it for like 30 years, that's fine. But I'm done with the 20, 30, 40-year-olds walking up with a hipster mustache. Enough. You look ridiculous.
Okay.
It objectively looks stupid.
The hipster mustache is very different than someone who just has a conventional mustache.
No, it's hipster.
Right?
No one. Who has that under 50? No one. What
Tom,
is a conventional?
Tom Selleck is still 47. Who is right now under 50 with a non-hipster mustache? That will be Jason's opening hour.
That's the opener? That's good.
That's the opener. And are you repulsed by the mustache? Lindsey Brown, pro or con mustache?
Pro.
Pro. Lindsey Brown is pro the mustache.
Of course, she's a hipster.
She is a hipster. That is true. We got to go. Jason and Dan from the ballpark. See you, everybody.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.